Welcome back, everybody, to explore the Haggadah. We're going to move on to the paragraph which comes right after the Manishtana, which is basically a synopsis of the answer to the four questions, which begins, Avodim hayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim, we were slaves to Paro in Egypt, and we continue to describe where Hashem took us out, b'yod chazoko b'zroya netuya, and if He hadn't taken us out, us and our children and our children's children would still be slaves to Paro in Egypt. And then we say that even if we're all wise and smart and knowledgeable, even if we know the whole Torah, mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a commandment to tell the story of going out of Egypt. And the last line reads, v'chol hamarbe lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim harezem b'shubach, whoever increases, whoever abundantly tells the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harezem b'shubach, he is praiseworthy. What does it mean he is praiseworthy? So the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, many people actually have a custom to say this Zohar before they begin Magid, that through us down here telling the story of the going out of Egypt, that arouses above in heaven the angels, the malachim, that they too start telling the praises of Hashem and the praise of the Jewish people. They praise the Jewish people, that the Jewish people are sitting at the Seder and are telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And through that praise of the angels, that, so to speak, arouses by Hashem this idea of taking the Jewish people out of the current exile, or at least helping them through it and protecting them and taking and punishing those who rise up against us in the exile that we are currently in. That's what the Zohar tells us. The Bnei Yisoschar shares with us a beautiful idea. And he says that, think about it for a second. What exactly are the malachim so excited about? Why are the angels so excited when we thank Hashem for going out of Egypt? Why does that create such a commotion in heaven? Seemingly, Hashem did us a favor. He took us out of Egypt. So we thank Him. Thanking someone that did something nice to you is not such a praiseworthy thing. It's a very normal, menschliche thing to do. Someone did something good to you, you thank them. So Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So every year we sit at the Seder, we tell the story, and we thank Hashem. What's the big deal? What's the commotion? What's this that the angels are suddenly praising us for doing this whole Seder experience? Says the Bnei Yisoschar, the praise is that even nowadays, where we're in this bitter golos, this bitter exile, with so much suffering, and so much persecution, and in a way, the length of it is even worse than we were in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, we were there for 210 years. We've been in this exile for close to 2,000 years already. And the suffering is tremendous, and the pain is tremendous. And he says, think about it. If you have somebody who is, who was a slave, then freed, and then became a slave again, would he continue to celebrate his freedom? Doesn't make any sense. Right now, I'm a slave. Why should I care that I was once free? Nevertheless, he says, the Jewish people, the Am Kroivoi, the nation that is so close to Hashem, even though we are currently in this bitter exile, we still sit down to the Seder. And we always have for the past 2,000 years. We've always sat down to the Seder and been happy with the redemption from Egypt. Why? He explains, because the redemption from Egypt was not just a physical redemption. The idea was that we were taken out of the most impure place on earth. We were taken out and made God's chosen nation. Taken to Har Sinai, and we got a Torah. And from that we got a neshama, we got a soul, we became the Jewish people. And that's what we're celebrating on Pesach. Yes, it's true. We may be back to the persecution, we may be back in exile, but we got something that's worth so much more. We became Hashem's nation. And when we sit down to Mitzrayim, when we sit down to the Seder, and we tell the story of going out of Egypt, and we praise Hashem, that arouses a commotion in heaven. Look at these people, that although they are still suffering, they're still happy because they realize what really matters. And this praise that the Malachim give to Hashem and to the Jewish people, as the Zohar says, itself arouses protection to the Jewish people. According to this, the Bnei Yisoschar explains a beautiful explanation on what it says in the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, that the matzah is called lechem oimi, which can be translated as poor man's bread. But the Gemara gives an alternative explanation. Lechem oimi means lechem sha'oinin olav dvorim harbe, which means bread, that a lot of things are answered on it. Literally, oinin means answered. So in context, what it means is that we tell the story of going out of Egypt over the matzah. That's why we uncover the matzah, the Seder plays on the table, and over this matzah, oinin olav dvarim arbe, we say many things. But the word oinin doesn't mean to say. It means to answer. And the question is, why does it use that expression? It should have said things that we say over it. Not that we answer over it. When one person is talking, it's not an answer. Who are we answering? And he explains, this is the pshat, that the Jewish people are telling the story of going out of Egypt, and the malachim answer with a tremendous commotion, with a tremendous praise. And I think this idea is very much relatable, especially nowadays, especially this year, when we sit down to the Seder, and we know that Jewish people are still suffering, and we're still being persecuted, and we're still being attacked from all sides. We need to know that we should still celebrate. Because the celebration of Pesach is not just a physical redemption. It's a celebration of our identity. It's a celebration of who we are, of our essence, the fact that we became Hashem's people. And that will always be true. Regardless with what's happening to us or what anyone's doing to us, we remain Hashem's people. We remain having a Torah. We remain Hashem's chosen nation. And that's what we celebrate on Pesach. Have a wonderful day.